In some local ag news, the Willsboro Research Farm is currently doing research on superfruits, which is being funded by the farmer-driven Northern New York Agricultural Development Program. This spring, they will focus on elderberries, with American and European varieties being planted, alongside already established Juneberries, Aronia, and Honeyberry, which are also undergoing trials at the Willsboro Farm. 95% of elderberries consumed in the United States are imported from Europe, so there is an opportunity for American growers to build a substantial domestic market. The four fruits mentioned above are known as superfruits for their high phytonutrient and antioxidant content. The results of the trial so far indicate that these four berries have adapted well to the northern New York climate. Hopefully, this gives an opportunity to our farmers to develop yet another crop, which will help create economic stability. The recent cold snap has sent natural gas prices soaring to almost $600 in Oklahoma. As an example, wholesale power for delivery last Sunday was trading anywhere from $3,000 to $7,000 a megawatt hour, which is an increase of 2,672% from the Friday prices in the Texas West Hub. Traders indicated they have never seen electricity trade on a Texas grid for thousands of dollars for a sustained amount of time. The inability of the Texas grid to supply electricity, except in El Paso, which prepared for this and had fewer problems. Canadian wholesale trade increased by 5.3% from December to January, which is good news for the Canadian economy and hopefully reflects confidence in ours. The U.S. and Canada have continuing trade disputes involving dairy quotas, softwood lumber, and safeguard tariffs on solar energy products. None of these are new and don't have a significant impact on overall trade. Brexit has resulted in Britain's businesses being faced with expensive disruptions to their operations and a plunge in exports. The bureaucracy imposed customs procedures, health and safety checks, value-added taxes on imports, and other time-consuming commerce-limiting hindrances have increased cost and slowed commerce. The Office of National Statistics announced on last Friday that Britain's economy contracted nearly 10% last year, the worst plunge in centuries. Note, in centuries. It doesn't look like Brexit was a success, at least at this point. Maybe in a few years when things settle down, but right now I wouldn't want to be an exporter, or for that matter, an importer, since Britain will be imposing the same kinds of bureaucracy on goods coming from the continent. Retail sales surged 5.3% in January, the most in 7 months, while experts expected a 1% increase. So the question is, what does this mean? Are more people going to stores or merely increased pickup shopping? On the Trump front, numerous investigations are in process, including Georgia and New York, just as Mitch McConnell predicted. The issues in Georgia are very troubling as they dovetail with his call to insurrection on January 6, 2021. COVID seems to have turned the corner, even if vaccinations aren't going as rapidly as we would all like. The variants are still a threat to this process, as are the non-vaxxers, non-mask wearers, and we will struggle, I suspect, to get to herd immunity.